He paused for a few moments, as though to allow what he had been saying to sink in. "Do you remember," he went on, "writing in your diary, 'Freedom is freedom to say that 2 + 2 make 4'?"
"Yes," said Winston.
O'Brien held up his left hand, its back towards Winston, with the thumb hidden and the four fingers extended. "How many fingers am I holding up, Winston?"
"4".
"And if the party says that it is not 4 but 5, then how many?"
"4".
The word ended in a gasp of pain. The needle of the dial had shot up to 55. She dreams in black and white. The moors are dark, with rain that promises to fall all night. There is no sound, only images. She stands outside a stone cottage, hoping the person inside will be friend, not foe. He opens the door. Brown curls move independently, and he smiles. Friend, definitely friend. She is enticed inside. His scent could lure her to the ends of the earth. Straight white teeth form a perfect smile. She looks lower to see a cord around his neck which accommodates a pendant. His shirt is fastened by only one button, revealing the tempting sight of hair sprinkled over his chest. "If the Lord is so minded that you and I shall be lost together, friend, we must submit," I replied. "How far am I now from Dwolding?"
"A good 20 mile."
"And the nearest village?"
"The nearest village is Wyke, and that's 12 mile t'other side."
"Where do you live, then?"
"Out yonder,"
said he, with a vague jerk of the lantern. "You're going home, I presume?"
"Maybe I am."
"Then I'm going with you."
"It ain't a no use. He won't let ye in, not he."
"Who is he?"
"The master."
"You lead the way, and I'll engage that the master shall give me shelter and a supper tonight."
"He he he, you can try him."
"Is this the house?"
"Aye, it's the house."
And he fumbled in his pocket for the key. A huge, white-haired old man rose from a table and confronted me sternly.
"Who are you? How came you here? What do you want?"
"James Murray, barrister at law, on foot across the moor. Meat, drink, and sleep."
"Mine is not a house of entertainment. Jacob, how dared you admit this stranger?"